Assalamu alaikum everyone, my name is Muhi Khwaja and I'm with American Muslim Community Foundation. Today on 5 Fast Minutes Muslim Philanthropy Podcast, we are excited to have on Ihad Al-Sawaf. He is the Senior Major Gifts Officer at ActionAid USA. Welcome to the show, Ihad.
Assalamu alaikum, thank you so much for having me, Muhi, and Ramadan Mubarak to everybody tuning in.
Ramadan Mubarak. Of course, so excited to have you on. Tell our listeners where you're located.
Absolutely. My name is Ihad Al-Sawaf. I'm located in Washington, D.C. I work with the ActionAid USA, which is part of the ActionAid International Federation. D.C. is where our office is based, and I'm coming to you live from my home office slash only available open corner in my basement, as so many of us are these days.
Likewise. So if you had 2 minutes to share more about ActionAid USA, what would you like our listeners to know?
Yeah. So ActionAid is an international human rights organization working in more than 50 countries to create a more just, equitable, and sustainable world. And we do that by shifting power towards communities and working in solidarity with the very people on the front lines of poverty and injustice. All of our work focuses at the intersection of women's rights and the challenges that communities all over the world face on a daily basis, like climate change, lack of access to food, land, or education, gender-based violence, and humanitarian relief. And here in the U.S., we influence policy institutions and bring those marginalized voices into the halls of power. Our work in the era of COVID has been challenging. It's been, I'm sure, the same way for people and organizations everywhere. But I am happy to report that our global COVID response has reached more than 25 million people and counting to date. However, there's still a lot to be done. Existing inequalities have really been exacerbated, and the past year or so has taught us, you know, more than ever that all of this is intersectional. So if you take our humanitarian work, for example, in Cox's Bazar, there are now over 1 million Rohingya Muslims living in a refugee camp, having to practice, you know, social distancing, mask wearing, hand washing, in a really overcrowded area with lack of access to basic resources like hygiene kits and dependable sanitation. And on top of that, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, a large fire broke out in parts of the camp that displaced many vulnerable people and families. So ActionAid has really been focused on meeting all of the short-term needs, but also providing safe spaces for women and girls and advocating alongside the Rohingya for safe and voluntary return when the time comes. We've also joined a coalition of other organizations called the People's Vaccine, which is calling for, it's a simple message, really. It's calling for equitable access to vaccines when it becomes available. And so when you think about places like Palestine, another example of a situation where we work, that level of advocacy is extremely important to be able to continue our mission. So clearly there's a long road ahead, and as we tackle these systems of injustice, you know, partnerships like this with the ANCF are really, really important. You know, as a donor, people can direct, you know, how much and how often they would like to contribute to ActionAid USA, and that helps us ensure that we can continue our work in ever evolving times.
Yeah. So along those lines, in a minute or less, can you please, what would you like to share with your donors?
Definitely. So first and foremost, and it really goes without saying, but thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time to learn about our work and for taking a decisive step towards action by making a financial contribution. Just as all of our work is community-led, it is sustained by our community of supporters, without whom, of course, none of this is possible. And I would also like to note that, you know, supporters can mean different things to different people. So whatever your level of engagement, we really do appreciate the partnership, whether you're an activist or an ally, whether you're a monthly donor or a major donor to ActionAid USA, you really are key. So please continue to stay involved and keep up to date with our work and check us out at actionaidusa.org or on our handles.
Definitely. And for the partnership at ANCF, you alluded to this a little bit, but what would you say in one word or one sentence what it means to ActionAid USA?
Yeah. You know, what immediately comes to my mind is the word bridge. And I think, Muhi, that's just because, you know, what you and your team and the entire network has really done is facilitate this direct connection between our community, you know, one that's inherently of goodwill and maybe resource and influence, and we're all activists, and really connect us to organizations like ActionAid and others around the world. Who really rely on those qualities to fulfill their missions.
For sure. Everybody, like you said, can find out about ActionAid USA at actionaid.org for the global network, or actionaidusa.org for the operations in the US and how they help across the world. And then on social media, at ActionAidUSA. You have, for the last like 15 seconds, if you can shout out three organizations that you personally give your Zakat and Sadaqah to.
Awesome. So I'll say not specific, but generally in cities across the U.S., any mutual aid organizations that have really, especially in the past couple of years, really stepped up in a way that was able to meet communities' basic needs at a time when it was most critical. Check those out. UNRWA, of course, for their continued and ongoing work in Palestine and with the Palestinian people. And Muslim Advocates, which, of course, provides legal services to Muslims here in the U.S.
Great. All fantastic organizations. And you can learn more about these organizations in AMCF's nonprofit directory. I highly encourage you to check it out. You can find links to more of these types of interviews and their social media accounts and really see what their focus areas are. So if you're interested in a certain type of organization, you can filter and search by that focus area. Ihab, thank you so much for your time and your generosity and all the work that you do at ActionAid. It's great to see you again, and looking forward to staying in touch.
Likewise. Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
Yeah. Take care.
Bye-bye.